to achieve the project objectives. Policy of human resource allocation, as I was talking about it right now, and assigning the roles and responsibilities, methods of monitoring and controlling. So is there ERP, is there a SAP that I'm monitoring my people on? Is there a method where I have a regular follow-up, I have a regular feedback around it, and information sharing, communication methods of the method of the stakeholders. There may be overlapping of these management aspects with overall project management and human resource management. Project manager's role is very important for every stakeholder in the management. Why? He is the anchor of the project. And you got to realize you require an anchor every time when you are in a storm. So consider yourself as an anchor of the project. Around you is how the project is built up. So you become most integral and a part of your project. Now that leads us to the next part of it, which says collecting requirements. How do you collect requirements of managing your stakeholders? Of course, the project manager shall along with stakeholders work out a requirement minimum as listed below. What's the minimum that you require? A desire and the current engagement of key stakeholders. So what is the engagement plan of the key stakeholders? So why? Because if you don't keep them engaged, they're going to lose interest. If they lose interest, it is dangerous. And why is it dangerous? They might not give you approvals the way you would want them to. Right? Interrelationships and potential overlaps between the stakeholders. So interest change or conflicting interests. I mean, I would want to save money because I have a new project that's coming up. Or and the other stakeholder says, no, I want this project to be executed at earliest as possible. So conflicting interests, and you as a project manager have to manage those interests. Communication and information required for the stakeholders to discussion as discussed earlier. So I spoke about the key skills that you require as a project manager. One, communicate very strongly. You need to have strong communication skills that you can you can talk to your stakeholders. Of course, the second thing is you got to have a good delegation skill. But at the end of the day, when you delegate your task, you will be free to think about what is going to happen next. The third is, of course, you got to have a strong negotiation skill, because if you're not able to negotiate well, you'll not be able to save money. So That sums it up for how do I manage my stakeholders. The next is expected responses of time to the communication. Method for updating the stakeholder management plan. How would I, what is the method that I will update the stakeholder management plan? Impact of the project in case change of the stakeholders. Possible, right? People leave jobs, they join new companies, and your project is at stake, right? So right from a software developer who's in your project team till maybe the CEO, all might change, and all and you got to be vigilant about it, and you got to be and that's the softer angle of project management, but softer and very very integral aspect of project management. Methods of handing over the charge to a new stakeholder. So consider even you leaving a job, you moving out of that role, there is an internal job change, there's an internal thing that's happening. What is the method that you will? So what's the handover process? The correct term that's used in corporate ladder is called handover process. So how do I have a handover process? The next is, of course, the requirement generated will be on a broader level. Any additional information document would be then used in the micro level planning, and which will help you to define your project more clearly. These outputs will be used for incorporating micro level stakeholders management control. Organizing for project teams is what we're going to look at. The project initiation phase shall be closed after receiving the requirements from the stakeholders. Till this time, the most of the work is done by the project manager. Internal project customers, marketing sales personnel, project in charge of the organization, and the functional heads from the function such as design, planning, procurement, manufacturing, HR, installation, and commissioning. So all of this becomes your project team. At this stage, the first interfacing point of a project occurs. This point onwards, all the project stakeholders of the project shall get connected with the project activities, and the basic requirement of this is to organize the project team with roles and responsibilities. So I've been talking about roles and responsibilities to you. Everybody needs to have a role in a team. And unless they don't have a role and they feel good about it, you will not find their interest on peak. So the project manager, the HR head, and the functional heads have a very important role in this. So unless you motivate your team members to do what you expected to around that project, and the roles are clearly defined in, to them in person, in written, they will not feel motivated about working with the project. The project manager will ensure that all members follow ethical and professional behavior. The important consideration for designating the project team shall be qualification, experience, skills required to perform the role. So that takes us to the other understanding of what and how do I allocate tasks. Let me quickly give you an example around this. People around me actually process the world around them differently, and I'm sure you would agree with this. The way you look at things, your friends or your colleagues or your bosses wouldn't look at it, or they might look at a similar thing. So that's the first challenge as a human being that I have, and that is also a cause of my productivity and non-productivity. So let me give you quick examples. I'm somebody who looks at the big picture. There is somebody who looks at the journey. There's somebody who looks at the emotion, and there's somebody who looks at the information. So four things, all right? One, I'm somebody who's more objective, looking at the bigger picture. There's somebody who's looking at on the emotional level. There's somebody who's looking at the informational level, and somebody who's looking at the logical level. So if all these people actually get together, the focus, everybody has a different focus, and if all these people get together, how will I be able to show them the same goal is the biggest task of a project manager. So now you realize why I've been talking about that everybody needs to know exactly the same goal. So I'm going to run you through how can you basically, you know, get everybody into sync. So the basic qualification is very, very important of what you're doing right now. Experience and skills required to perform the role is important. And so I say you must have heard about this, that the individual is competent to do the job. Now, the moment I say competent, it is a set, it's the collection of skill sets and the ability to deliver it. That's the competency that an individual has. So current engagement of the person, how much time that the individual has now is very important, and how are you planning it in future? Very, very important. Acceptance by functional heads, other team members, and stakeholders. So I require a resource from finance team, and the finance head has to approve it. If I do not approve it, if the finance head does not approve it, by my project timeline might shoot up. My budgets will shoot up if I need to recruit somebody else. So it's important that I have a word with all the stakeholders that require this individual to work with me. Integrity of a person with the organization. If I'm working on a very safe, very, very important project where the data has to be mined secretly or confidentiality is highest in this project, I need to have people with great integrity towards my organization. And the project, internal conflicts, you know, the cultural issues. I come from the north part of India, I come from the south part of India, I come from the east and west, and we have different cultures, and people assume and look at the way they want to. So I call them few insanities that we should work around every time. So one of them is actually called as what I see and experience is real, but my friends, it's my reality, it's not yours. So I need to have a little more tolerance when I talk about my thing and the way I put things. I might not be right every time. Similarly, you might not be wrong every time. So I got to have that vigilance that gives me a little more of tolerance. The other insanity that I keep talking about is people should be fair. So if you look at the corporate ladder, a subordinate says that the boss should be fair. The boss says that the super boss should be fair. The super boss says that the CEO should be fair. So everybody is expecting to be fair from others' point of view, rather than me saying, okay, let me do the best of what I can. So that's the other part of it. So stay away from that. People should be fair is subjective. So don't be subjective. Be very, very specific when you talk to people. So understand these issues. Internal conflicts and cultural conflicts is what we spoke about. Geographical locations of the project and the team members. So, availability within the organization and need to appoint or hire. Geographical locations, what are geographical locations? Today, typically in an IT company where in its global presence, if I look at a company like Infosys, it has offices across the globe. Does that mean for every project, everybody has to come in one office? Not necessary. There's a lot of technology today which can work virtually. The teams are virtual these days, and they sit in their particular locations and still execute the project. So that's aspect of it. So reading through the slide, we would find that we are understanding what is the project team. With these considerations, the team shall be organized and acquired from the various project management aspects and execution functions of conducting meetings, negotiating, in the case of new appointments or hiring, or multi-criteria decision analysis. When I say multi-criteria decision analysis, what do I mean by that is I require a generalist kind of a profile, so I need to know and begin correct skill sets for it. For multi-criteria decision analysis, the major criteria should include availability, cost, experience, and competency. So competency, I've been giving you the definition of competency in the previous slides as well. So that takes us to communicating the project team or team organization. When I say that, since team organization is a starting point of a project activity for an individual, communication of the same is the utmost important thing. Reports, text formats, the hierarchical reports shall indicate the resource breakdown structure, which we're talking about RBS, also an addition to the work breakdown structure that we have. Also, in order to ensure that all activities are and resources that are not directly connected for project deliverables are included and the roles and responsibilities are assigned. So important that you have roles and responsibilities assigned. You need to have a RSP, that's resource breakdown structure, who's going to do what, when, very important. The responsibility assignment matrix, which is called RAM, is the format that shows resource assigned to a particular activity at a glance, immediately. So this can be done very beautifully in a software called MS Projects. So tomorrow, if you wish to get into project management, learn the software. It will help you. It is very easy to learn. It's ideally a self-help kind of thing. But yeah, if you go and train yourself, it will give you an added advantage around it. Primarily, it is the project manager's responsibility to ensure that such communication is released, reached at all team members, and understood by them. Best method is to do this is by conducting meeting for the purpose only and monitoring. So, periodical reviews, periodical meetings, monitoring mechanism in place. Why? Because all of us see world in a different format. So important is that we keep getting back to the objective every time. Now, that takes us to the next aspect of developing a project team. What are the things that we require to develop for effective and efficient project management? Project team development is the must to accomplish the project outputs within the budgeted cost and scheduled time. So the project team development refers to what? Improve knowledge and skill levels of the team members to increase their ability to complete project deliverables at lower cost, reduce schedules, and improve quality. So when I say improvement of knowledge and skills, how do I do and what do I say about it? Now, there's something called as Kolb's learning cycle, adult learning principle. And I assume that everybody in the projects would be adults. So adults learn in a typical fashion, so typical way. And the typical way is a cycle, you know. The first layer of it's called a conceptualization, where theory comes and you've got to tell the theory about why you're doing it, of the learning. The second becomes an active experimentation. So you post the theory, it is important that you let your people actively experiment on what has been learned. The third stage is called reflective observation. So when I say reflective observation, what do I mean by that? Is post that experiment, there's an observation that individual will have about what he or she has done. Post that reflective observation, a concrete experience is being created. So You've got to let people go through this cycle every time. So, and I'll repeat what it is. As I said, it is the first stage of it is abstract conceptualization, which is concept to an individual. Second active experimentation. So, let the individual experiment. If you have the information, go give it to him and ask him to do those things. Whatever he does out of that becomes his observation. Whatever that observation is, the moment that observation is accepted by an individual, good or bad, it becomes his concrete experience. So learn this as a project manager, that not necessary when you tell people they're going to do it. You got to do, and the moment you start doing what you want them to do, they will start following you. So be a vigilant leader and ensure that you are creating a team which is like you for the project. So that takes us to other understanding is building trust and feeling of ownership. If you remember, I spoke about building trust and feeling of relationship is all about feeling belonged to the project. So there will be always something that motivates your team members in the project. So it could be a big one or a small one. It doesn't matter whether it's cost or it's related to cost, it's related to quality. But always there will be one thing that motivates your team member. If you're not able to find out as a vigilant team manager or a project manager, what is that is motivating my employee while I'm working? Now, that is where it will be let loose. So ensure that you peg every project team member and assign him a motivation, assign him a task that motivates him. Now, this will give a better clarity to this individual to work for a longer time. Creating dynamic, cohesive, and collaborative culture, improve individuals and team performance, allow cross-training and mentoring between team members to share knowledge and expertise. Right? So your brainstorming methods will help you to share knowledge. Your focus group discussions will help you to share knowledge. Send them to external trainers. Train them periodically internally. Ensure that they do a lot of reading material is being circulated. Ensure that there is a lot of communication that is. So over-communication is still okay, but do not under-communicate. Okay? So over-communication is okay because people will anyways have the filter of understanding. So even if you're bombarding them with information and giving, that's fine. That's absolutely fine as a project manager. Why? Because they're still going through it. And then subtly come down on your communication once this is ingrained in them of how they have to function. So to create a cohesive team, it is important that you have you need a feeling of belongingness in the team. You need to have something that motivates the individual in the project. You need to ensure that this person is here with integrity and the person is there for a long time. So understand all these aspects of human behaviors while you are in a project manager's role. So that takes us to the next part of it, developing a project team. Development of a project team is a continuous, energizing, and learning process. As I spoke about, the Kolb's learning cycle. The first one is, of course, I'm repeating again, is abstract conceptualization. So it's a concept. The second is, of course, active experimentation. So it's an experiment. Third one is, of course, reflective observation. It is observation. And fourth is concrete experience. So don't forget this. It's a continuous process of energizing people and giving them experiences to convert them into their experiences. So that's a learning process. Primarily, the project manager focuses, and functional leaders are responsible to keep the process on till the closure of the individual role or the closure of the project. Various tools and techniques to ensure that development happens. What is it? Enhancement of interpersonal skills. So I need to know how to interact with people. I need to have a good communication skills when I'm actually talking to people. Trainings, I spoke about that as well. Team building activities, go for outings, get the team together every time, sit on coffee tables together, ensure that you're interacting, ensure that you know about what they do, post the project, post the work, because that will generate interest with them. Setting ground rules of what is expected out of them, what is not expected out of them. Co-allocation, referred to tight matrix, which we talk about, joint work that they have to do as team members. Recognition and rewards, very, very crucial. People like to be recognized, people like to be rewarded. So hence, a lot of organizations will have these rewards and recognition system. One of them is also called as your appraisal process. So, but from project point of view, how do you recognize people? Do you give stars on periodic places? Do you call them on stage during your meetings and tell them that they've done a great job? Do you give goodies to them when they've performed? Are the parameters put into their roles at every milestone that they would achieve? So money is not the only motivator, by the way. Just keep this in mind that money is not the only motivator. Recognition plays a very, very crucial role when as a project manager. So you've got to recognize and have a feeling of gratitude towards everybody. So appreciate and have a feeling of gratitude is as a key skill that you should require as a project manager as well. Personal assessment, talk to individuals if they want to improve. Talk to individuals, give them feedback, take feedback from them. Talk to everybody that is possible so that it gives you a little more connect towards the individual and it's just not transaction in nature. Last but not least, since the team development is a continuous process, the project manager and functional leaders must be open to discussion and listen to the team members' feedback during the development exercise. With these actions, the project developing the project team are now ready to take on the next phase that's called project analysis and final definition. Now, realize that it's a continuous process. So it's human beings and not machines. So they will continuously require feedback. You be open, because what happens over a period of time when you start working and you would want to, you've delivered and you have got 10 projects below your belt, and successful projects rather, below your belt, you feel that your way is the highway. But trust you me, every project is a new project, because according to this definition that we began with, if you remember, that every project is a unique endeavor which has a start and an end date. So don't forget that your every experience that you're going to take through is a unique experience. Similarly, your every team member is unique. Do not cater them into one aspect, which means it's very, very different than the function. It's more behavioral in nature. So be vigilant and learn all these skills as a good manager and a leader. Thank you very much. I will see you in the next chapter.